Well, we have made it happen. We've got JD. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
Two big things to talk about. I know we got a short segment here. Talk about the big win over Tennessee. I know that meant a lot to Justin and all of us. I'm sure you guys were celebrating wherever you were watching it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of our, you know, I mean, beating Texas was one thing, but, you know, beating the Ford team in the country like that was pretty impressive. I had a heart attack watching it. I was hoping we wouldn't score. Yeah, get the field goal, run the clock down, but somehow we pulled it off. It was amazing.
Well, the good thing, too, John, is that we got a couple weeks off. We can, you know, recover, get well, and then we got LSU, which will be another monster game on ESPN next Saturday night. Should be a great environment. I think the Hogs got a real good chance to win.
Oh, I do, too. I think LSU's down a little bit. I think we're on a high. We just got to keep going, and I think we having them at home has always helped. So I think we should beat them.
We have Justin Moore. We normally, when we talk to you, we don't always have you two on the same day just because of scheduling, but we got both of you on. And how crazy is it, JD, that you were at the same concert that JM was at, and you actually got a chance to get on stage and sing a little bit too, I understand.
Yeah, me and Larry Fleet did Don't You Cry, Darling, Dean Dillon's. I think it was everybody did a song that was number one that Dean wrote. Was, you know, he's written a million of them, but what a great honor it was, and so great to see Justin. And John Party was in rare form. He was great. And Michael Ray hanging out on the bus. I mean, we had a lot of laughs, didn't we, Justin?
Yeah, we did, man. It was a great time.
Yeah, well, John, you know,
parties and
I mean, it was just such an honor to be a part of that. I mean, it was awesome.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Justin. John had said the other day, remember, I think we asked you, John, which do you enjoy more, golf or singing? And I think you said you enjoy music more that right now. That's you enjoying that for you to get a chance to hang out with George Strait and all those other, you know, legends and Justin Moore. Got to be a pretty big thrill for you. I mean, did everybody recognize you right off the bat? Is everybody in that world that night, they know exactly who you are, right?
Yeah, I'll answer for him. Yes. Yeah, everybody comes up to John. He's like the godfather. Like, everybody just comes up to John.
Oh, these boys love to play golf. And, you know, I love the music. I'm not the most talented, but I get the story out. I just love it. I love hanging out with great people like all you guys are, Justin. You know what I mean. They're just such, you know, y'all are just great people.
That was a really good day, wasn't it, JD? It was a good day.
It was one of the best days of my life, man, just to hang out with you guys, legends. And you know, my favorite part was just the rehearsals because I could – you know, nobody was in there except just the people singing in the band, and I enjoyed that probably more than the show, to be honest with you, because I got to hang out with everybody and watch them do their songs. So it was a pretty special night for me.
Visit with John Daly, brought to you by Central Arkansas Truck and Trailer, David Dunn, along with Genesis of Conway and Chris Crane and the boys. So who of the country music singers? I know George Strait was there that night. Do you know how good of a golfer he is? And do these folks come up and talk to you about playing golf, or is there one particular country music artist that's really, really top level golfer?
Well, I mean, George, you know, he's getting up there in age, but yeah, he can hit it. He goes to what's the course in Bahamas? Either Bermuda or Bahamas. It's a really nice course over there that he goes to a lot. You know, Ronnie Dunn was there. I mean, my God, the list goes on. Michael Ray loves to play golf. Parties. Oh, no, does Party play golf? I don't think he does.
I don't think so. He's not very athletic. I played basketball with him. He's pretty bad.
Oh.
And I love him. I would tell him that to his face. I mean, he's terrible.
He's a pretty big boy. Well, he thought he would have played some football or something.
The good thing, JD, right. I love the way Roger, the world's crossed together.
Collide.
Last week, Darren McFadden, did a little surprise, showed up at Justin's concert up at the Amp last Thursday night, that Justin gave all the proceeds to the NIL for Arkansas. But so Darren McFadden showed up, JD, and he said it was the first country music concert he'd ever been to. So he goes out there on stage and calls the Hogs with Justin, and Hunter Yurecek gave Justin a number one Justin Moore jersey. But anyway, great. Now, but I thought that was cool again, Roger, as a way everybody sort of in their own different worlds and come together.
Very cool. Very cool for fans.
That's got to be awesome. Oh. That had to make you feel good, Justin. I mean, McFadden, does he still look like he could play?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
JD, he's a rock solid guy too. Just a good dude, and we were talking about it. I'm sure you would agree to do it. Would you do a hype video where you're saying, "Get up, let's go, make some noise," that kind of stuff that they could show on the big screen, like in the fourth quarter? Would you do something like that?
In a heartbeat.
Can you imagine the video of him showing where he's hitting a golf ball off of somebody who's got a tee in their mouth or something like that?
Yes.
And then do that, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, let's go. I think that's a good idea.
Crowd would erupt.
Well, JD, we're just glad we found you. We got it. We connected.
We've missed you, JD.
We've missed you all week, JD. We've tried to get the connection. And next week we'll talk about the big LSU game. We love beating LSU, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, don't we?
Uh-huh. Yep. That's why they're our homecoming game this year, John, so it should be cakewalk.
John, do you hate LSU? Who's the team you hate the most besides Texas from the SEC? Who's your number one most hated team you like to hate the most?
It's the A&M. I just never liked A&M. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
I mean, I got you.
That's it. I have respect for Texas.
That's still.
I have respect, a little respect for all the other ones, but I got none for A&M.
I love it.
Nice.
All right, JD. Great to hear from you, buddy.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Go Hogs.
All right, love you guys. Go Hogs. And, we get a weekend off, so I don't know.
That's exactly.
Go Cowboys.
Love you, JD.
We love
you. Yes, go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys, yes.